Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Dalet in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 806th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to talk about the notion that when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, that the Torah HaKdosha tells us in Parshas Kisetze, that if a man dies without children, there's a mitzvah on his brother to marry his deceased wife, Lahakim Shem Achiv Bi Yisrael. That we had learned in the Mishnah in the beginning of Yevamos does not apply to an erva. And the reason for that is, learned out on yesterday's daf, that we learn out a gzeira shava aleha aleha, that tells us that just like when it comes to Isha elachosa, lo sikach litzror legalos erva sa aleha bichayeha, that there is a prohibition for a man to marry his wife's sister, Chazal say also that that prohibition aleha even applies to when there is yibum, a mitzvah of yibum. Hence, we learn in our Mishnah, chamesh esrei nashim, patros, saroseim et saroseim. They are going to be exempt as well as any other wives that are married to that same brother. We've been discussing that brother's name is Shimon, and the mitzvah of yibum is on Reuven. At the end of yesterday's daf, we learned that when it comes to Yibum, there one could argue be an asay being doche elos asay, that you have the mitzvah of Yibum and the prohibition of arayos. So the Gemara discusses that it could very well be that we need this pasuk, because without the pasuk of Yivamo Yavo Allah that said 10 lines from the top on Gimel Beis that's quoted there, we would have thought that you would do the mitzvah of Yibum. That will catapult us into today's daf. And today's daf, what we're going to discuss is Aseh Dochalos Aseh. We're going to discuss Aseh Dochalos Aseh within the context of Yibum. We're going to discuss Aseh Dochalos Aseh within the context of Shatnez and Tzitzis. That will be a topic on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara will also bring up the concept of Smuchim, and that is how we darshan psukim when we're discussing whether one mitzvah applies or one mitzvah does not apply. Smuchim meaning the proximity of two psukim to each other, that sometimes we look at the fact that they are samuch to teach us halachos. We will continue on Dalet Amud Beis, Beis Hashem, discussing klayim b'tzitzis, and eventually we will discuss klayim in general as well. This will be the theme of the next couple of dapim as we look at the halachos of Aseh Dochalos Aseh, and ultimately we'll come back to the question that we have begun with yesterday, and we're going to pick up with today, three lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Taima de Kasa Rachman, maybe even more than three lines up. Let's go six lines up. Taima de Kasa Rachmana Aleha. Halav hachi, if the Torah had not given us this Xeris HaKosov, I would have thought, achos isha miyavemes, that one should do yibum with one's wife's sister. So again, just to make sure the case is 100% clear, we have a brother Shimon who died without children. He was married to Reuven's wife's sister. So now Reuven has a wife, who is the sister of Shimon's, she's Shimon's widow. In such a case, we would have had a havamina that Reuven should marry her as well. And that's why we need the Gzeres HaKosov that we had yesterday from the pasuk of Isha Lachos Lo Sikach Litzro Regalo Servaso La Bechayeha to tell us that, as Gemara elaborated yesterday, that you cannot marry her. Otherwise, we would have thought that in such a case, he should do Yibum. He should marry her. My time up. What's the reason for that? Says four lines of Gimel Mabez. Damrinan asi asei v'dochi los asei. Because we should say that the mitzvah asei of Yibum should be doche the lava rayas. Asks the Gemara. Ema damrinan asi asei v'dochi lois asei. When do we say that asei could override an asei? The Ramban al Torah explains that asei is avas Hashem. Los asei is yiras Hashem. Avas Hashem is a higher madrega than yiras Hashem. So therefore the asei is doche los asei. That's only if what's at stake is not a punishment greater than Malchus. Los asei sheish b'kares midachi, but if it's a lav that has kares, is it doche? In other words, asei doche los asei, the Gemara over here assumes, does not push off a lav sheish bokaris. Visu. And another kasha says the Gemara at the end of Gimel and Beis. Los ase grey de minolan de dachi. And how is it that we know that a lav is pushed away by ase? Dichsiv. What is our source? Los silba shatnis gedilim tasalacha. That the Torah tells us the lav of shatnis, and immediately afterwards it tells the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'omer Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says that this becomes a source for an important type of drasha. Now, Rebbe Lazar taught us this drasha. So, it's that once we have Rebbe Lazar's drasha, type of drasha, a certain way of understanding the psukim, we're going to make an important inference in regards to klayim and tzitzis. What's Rebbe Lazar's drasha? This is quoted in Brachos and Yudam Ralph. It's a drasha of smuchim. Smuchim min ator minayin. How do we know that we could infer things from psukim that are next to each other? Shenemar, the pasuk in Kohelet says, "Smuchim laad laolam, asuyim beemes v'yosher." The things that are connected to each other are righteous and there forever. And Chazal understand that this pasuk of the reference to those things that are close to each other is to tell us how to darshan the psukim. The reason for that is because the pasuk in Koheles actually begins, Ne'emonim kol pikudav, smuchim la'ad la'olam, asuyim be'emes v'yosher. Your ordinances are ne'emonim, they're true, they're beautiful, and they're there forever. But it's interesting the word smuchim. So what is the Chazal's understanding of smuchim? Smuchim refers to the fact that they're put next to each other for a reason. So they're smuchim. Those smuchim are ne'emonim, that they were put together with each other to teach us a particular halacha. Rashi tells us, what halacha does it teach us? Rashi on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, Lo sit b'shabnes, v'samich le gedilim taslecha, v'darshinan smuchim, v'sharinan klayim b'tzitzis. And we allow shatnes that's made out of tzitzis, alma os yaseh v'docha lo saseh. And that becomes the source, right now for the Gemara, of asei docha lo saseh. The Gemara now shows that we see that this drasha also applies for another halacha in regards to yibum. Va'amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Elazar, four lines on the top, Mishum Rav Elazar Mezari, minayin liyivama shenafla lefnei mukeshchin. Mukeshchin means someone who suffers terribly from boils. She'ein chos menosa. We don't force the woman to marry this fellow who is really uncomfortable to be with. It was a terrible disease, mukashchin, that used to exist in those days. Shenemar, the pasuk says, lo sachsom shar bedisho. You're not allowed to muzzle. Notice the expression over. We don't muzzle her. In other words, we don't force her to do something she doesn't want. We muzzle an animal that we don't allow him to eat while he's... We don't allow the owner, to muzzle the animal while he's working. So you're not allowed to muzzle your animal, and you allow it to eat. V'samach le, the next pasuk is, ki yeshu achim yachdav, the mitzvah of yibum in parashas kiseitz. And we learn from here that just like you don't muzzle the animal, certainly you would not put a woman in a situation that would be uncomfortable for her. So we see that just like we dorish smuchin, Rashi says in the first narrow line, by klayim betzitzis, we also do it in cases of yibum as well. V'amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught us another yisod. Afilu mandalo dar smuchim ba'alma. Even those who are not doresh when it comes to smuchim in most of the Torah, actually in the first four of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, but Mishnah Torah doresh. But when it comes to Sefer Devarim, they are doresh that. Dar Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma lo doresh, u'mishnah Torah doresh. And he was doresh in Sefer Devarim. Says Gemara, alma minalan de lo darsh. And how do we know that in general you're not dorish? Desanya, we learn in the Brisa, Benaze Omer, Nemar mechashef lo sechayv, Nemar kol shelchev im behema mos yumas. Samchu inyin lo. Ma shelchev behema meskila, af machshefa beskila. So this is the opinion of Benaze in Sanhedrin, that the machshefa gets skila because it's next to the pasuk of shelchev behema, which is also punishable by skila. And Rabbi Yehuda rejects this. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda v'chim p'nei samchu inyan lo notzi zel skila, because they're next to each other, we're going to automatically take them out to skila if there's no other information. Ela ovi yadonim b'chlal machshefim hayu. V'lama yatzu lahakishlam. The Torah mentions machshefa and oven yudani, which is another form of black magic. To equate them, v'lama l'chama oven yudani b'skila af machshefa b'skila. And that's how we know that a machshefa gets skila, but not because of smuchim, because Rabbi Yehuda is not dori smuchim, with the exception of Uba Mishnah Torah. Uba Mishnah Torah menal in the darsh, but in Mishnah Torah we see that Rabbi Yehuda is darsh. This now we learn in a Mishnah. Naisei adam anusas aviv u'mefutas aviv. A person is allowed to marry. This is a Mishnah later on in the 11th perek, that if God forbid a man rapes a woman, his son, the son of that man, is allowed to marry that woman, as well as mefutas aviv. Anusas b'no u'mefutas b'no. Rabbi Yehuda oser anusas aviv mefutas aviv. Va'amar av gidol amar rav. And why does Rabbi Yehuda prohibit marrying anusas aviv? My time, Rabbi Yehuda, dechsiv the pasuk in Kiseitze says, lo yikach ish eseish esaviv lo yigale knaf aviv, shera aviv lo yigale. So this is the pasuk that tells us a man is not allowed to marry his father's wife. However, we might about Nusak Siv. How do we know that it's not only talking about his father's wife, but even a woman that he raped? Iluya dekrav. From the pasuk above that, Tichsiv Nasan Isha Shochevi Malavi Anara Chamishim Kasev. The psukim before that talk about a case of where a father, a man, in this case is the father, who raped a naira. Say now, Vesamech Leilikach Ish, and we darshan that pasuk. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda's Darshan Smuchim. Now the Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan, they disagree. You have a Samachle Kiddika Amrit. Hashta de lo Samachle. They're not really next to each other, say the Rabbanan. Because, and here we will read the parentheses, even though the Marshal for good reason takes it out, but for Dafyomi purposes, we could read them. Dechsiv lo yikach ish es esh es aviv beinatayim. It says the pasuk in between them. If you look up the psukim there in Dvarim Chav Gimel, the prohibition of taking one's father's wife, and the pasuk of Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv is not talking about Anusa. The Chachamim learn B'Shomeres Yavam HaKosav Adaber. It's talking about a case where a man has a mitzvah to take Shimon, his deceased brother's wife, and it's coming to tell us that the son is not allowed to marry her. In other words, if Reuven has a son, he's not allowed to marry her. And in fact, v'lavar lav b'shnei lavim. And now he gets two lavim. Number one, the Torah says, lo si eishes hameis achutzel ish zor. That's in the parsha of Yibum. As well as the fact that it's now considered a violation of lo yigale knaf aviv. So that was the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan that we're going to have later on, Daf Tzadi Zayin, in terms of how to read those psukim. However, Rabbi Yehuda is Doresh Smuchim, and that's despite the fact that in general in Torah he doesn't. It says, Gemara 4 lines at the bottom of Dalet Amid Alpha, Mishnei Torah, my time of the Darsh. Why is it that specifically when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, which we're about to finish, Bezer Hashem, as we go into Sukkot, Mishnei Torah, why is it specifically that he's Darsh? It says, Gemara, Iba Yisem Mishum de Muchach, Viba Yisem Mishum de Mufnoi. Two technical reasons. Either because we are compelled to notice the smuchim, as Gemara will explain, Iba Yisem Mishum de Mufni, or because it is extra and we should darshan it. Iba Yisem Mishum de Muchach. One explanation is that we are compelled. The im game, because in this case, when it comes to Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv, Lichtevei Rachmana Gabe Arayus, it should be in the parish of Arayus in Sefer Vayikra. So the fact that it's not there compels us to ask the question of why does it say Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv? Viba Yisem Mishum de Mufni, or else it is extra. Dim Kein Lichtov Rachmana, though again, the pasuk of Knaf Aviv is extra. V'lo Yigale Knaf Aviv. Dim Kein Lichtov Rachmana Liyikach Ishes Eishes Aviv. You should just say, don't take your father's wife. Lo Yigale Knaf Aviv Lomali. Why does it say that way? Shema Menolaf Nuye. It's coming to tell us that there's something extra and open over here to add in our tradition of the Torah Shebal Peh. And Chazal understood that it's referring to Anusaso Shel Aviv, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to make her usher to the son as well. The Gemara continues on top line of Dalet Amid Beis. V'gabei Tzitzis Nami, Iba Yisem Mishum De Muchach, V'Iba Yisem Mishum De Mufna. Also when it comes to Tzitzis, to be Dorish Smuchim is either because you must darshan because there's an anomaly in the psukim, or it's superfluous. It is absolutely necessary, one could argue, because it's something strange in the pasuk. The parash of Gedilim Tasalach should be mentioned where we have tzitzis. Where do we have tzitzis? In Kriya Shema, in Parsha Shalach. There we mention the mitzvah tzitzis, urisim also, etc., etc., in that parsha. So then, l'may hilchus akas v'yachah, why is it written next to Shatnez? V'ibayisem mishum de mufne. And so that's the reason of muchach. And also it's superfluous, michti. Here, by the way, the word superfluous is in contrast to muchach. Muchach means that you must say that there is a drasha to be made. Mufna means that there's something extra. Michti, ksiv ubeged klaim shatnez lo yalecha. Lo silba shatnez lamli. Why does the Torah repeat lo silba shatnez? That is telling us that there's something superfluous. Shma min olaf nuye. It must be that it's open. The Gemara challenges this argument. Hani mitzrach tzrichi. No, these psukim are necessary. Dikas rachmana lo yala alecha, because if it only said lo yala alecha, how mean it called derech halah asur? It's not superfluous when it says lo silbish shatnez, because I would have thought that the isser of shatnez applies anytime you put it on top of yourself, asur rachmana, that the Torah prohibits it, continues the Gemara at 9 lines from the top on, and maybe that would apply even for a salesman who's wearing the garments just as a way to transport them and to show people that the garments, but his intention is not to wear them as his own personal garment. Just like when it comes to levisha that you have hana that protects you from the cold, etc., etc., and you're not wearing it just to be ma'ala, you're not wearing it just to transport it or to show it to people. So it tells us that specifically halah is mutter and levisha is aser. Also, v'ikas rachman al silvash, if the Torah just says silvash, hava mina dafka levisha de nafish haniyasa, that it's only levisha where you get a lot of hana, aval halah, lo, kas rachmana lo yala alecha. That the Torah tells you that there's a type of halah that is osur. So that's why the Gemara argues we need both psukim. Now, what type of halah is this going to be? Any type of halah where you put something on yourself where it doesn't cause you discomfort. That's also going to be osur. In contrast to the salesman that we said that is not over the isser, over there it's uncomfortable. He's got to wear these many begadim, explains the Tosis Yishanim. That's going to be the dichotomy of those middle ground. In other words, explains the Tosis Yishanim and Tosis Harash, against, by the way, the Shitas Harashi over here, if we're talking about a garment that a person is just not mechaving to get hana, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds davar shein meskaving is aser. So it must be a garment that we're talking about when we talk about a mochrei ksus that gives him discomfort. And if we're talking about a garment that gives him discomfort, so then we'll have three categories. We'll have the category of lo yala, and that is a garment where he doesn't get particular benefit, but it doesn't disturb him. We'll have the isser lo silbash, where he wants to get benefit. And then we're going to have the case which is mutter, and that is the case of halah, where the case of mochrei ksus, halav of mochrei ksus, where it's uncomfortable for him. That's going to be the pshat according to Tosian Shanim and Tosar Rush, and then that will work even within the mandar who holds davar shein meskaven is aser. They ask on the shita of Rashi that we have. Let's see the shita of Rashi inside, two lines from the top. Vafilu mochrei ksus. Rashi learns shein meskavenim lahanos chimum, that he's wearing it in the winter. It seems according to Rashi, and he doesn't intend to get warm from it. So in such a case, Rashi says, since he's not intending to use it as any type of garment, then it's going to be mutter. The question that Tosafot Shanim and Tosar Rush ask in Rashi is, but we're talking within the Shita as well of Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, davar shein meskaven is aser. Okay, that requires an iun shir on asei dochelos asei, and davar shein meskaven. Back into the Gemara. First word in the line is lo kasa rachmana, says the Gemara. Kein lichtei rachmana lo silba shatnez. The pasuk is extra, and we can darshan the smuchim, because it should just say lo silba shatnez, even though we mentioned that halah and levisha both need to be taught. Tzemer ufishtim lamli, but why does it say tzemer ufishtim? Michti, Kasev beged klaim shatnez lo yala lecha. The Torah says that you're not allowed to have shatnez on top of you. V'tanad ve Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel already expounded. Ho v'nemer v'Torah stam bigodim upir lecha kasev be'echem mehem tzemer ufishtim. Since the Torah already says bigodim, and the Torah mentions when it comes to bigodim in another place, beged upisht tzemer ufishtim, that place is by nige begadim, by tzaras on a beged, so there says tzemer ufishtim. So I've called tzemer ufishtim. Every time the Torah speaks about beged, we're talking about either wool or linen. So then tzemer ufishtim lukas rachman alamali. So why does the Torah say tzemer ufishtim? Shma mina lafnuye, must be to leave the pasuk open for the smuchim to darshan that we mentioned above, that on tzitzis you do to put shatnis. Says Gemara, "Vakati yitzrich." No, I need tzemer ufishtim. Salka daita chamina halohu de lo nafish hanase. Avol avisha de nafish hanase kol triy mini aser rachmana. I would think that when it comes to halah, then only tzemer ufishtim is aser. But when it comes to levisha, where a person gets a lot of hanas, we described before, that's the regular clothing that person wears, and not something that a person is just putting on, not for a lot of hana, and the Torah there prohibits it. So, and we would think that it should prohibit it all types of minim, not only tzemer ufishtim. Kasa rachmana tzemer ufishtim. So that's why I need the pasuk with tzemer ufishtim. Says the Gemara, no, in kein lishta kramine v'teisi shatnez shatnez me'alah. No, we would learn out just like the isser of Allah is shatnez, so too the isser of levisha is also shatnez. So now we have the smuchim that we darshaned above. V'tanin the Rabbi Shmuel, time of the kasa rachmana tzemer ufishtim. Halav achi klein betitzis halamina the asa rachmana. I would have thought that you're not allowed to wear klein betitzis, that we would not say aso dochalos ase. Ask Gemara, is that so? V'aksiv v'asu lahem tzitzis al kanfei habigdeyem. The Torah tells us in Shlach, the mitzvah tzitzis is on the corners of your garments. V'tanin the Rabbi Shmuel, kol begodim tzemer ufishtim heim. Then when it says kol begadim, it means tzemer ufishtim. V'amar rachmana avad loy tcheles. And the Torah says, put tcheles on it. So if most begadim are both wool and linen, and the Torah says to put tcheles on the wool and linen, so we see that there is no prohibition of klayim when it comes to the tzitzis. The Gemara is about to expel out. Why? Because v'amar rachmana avad loy tcheles. The Torah says, make tcheles, utcheles amrohu, and tcheles is made out of wool. So you're putting wool and tzitzis on even a linen beged. Says the Gemara, umimai di tcheles amrohu. How do you know that tcheles is made out of wool? Maybe it's a different species. Says the Gemara, midesheish kitna. When it comes to the big day kuna, that it says, Michnese Habad Sheish Moshzar. So the Sheish over there is cotton. Excuse me, flax. I made the mistake that modern Hebrew, Kutan is cotton. However, in biblical Hebrew, it's flax. So we see that if the Sheish is flax, Tcheles, that is Amrohu. That is referring to wool. Why? Because in the Torah, there are generally two species. If the sheish is going to be a flax, so then in such a case, the tcheles is going to be of wool. So if that's so, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel tells us that klayim betzitzis is mutter from a totally different source, because we're putting on the begadim, and we're putting tcheles on the begadim, and begadim include both tsemer and pishtan, and the tcheles is of semer. So then in such a case, we don't need the smuchim. Question mark. Answers the Gemara about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom. Itzrich. Salka daita chamina kidirava. I still need the drasha of smuchim because of the following problem that I would have had in the drasha we just mentioned from Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Kidirava. Derava rami ksiv haknaf. The Torah says, Va'asulem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeyem. And it also says tzitzis haknaf. What do we darshin? Minknaf. So you need to put the tzitzis on the corner of the velget. Uksiv. And the pasuk also says, semer ufishtim, that you put wool, and flax. In other words, the simple reading of haknaf means that you put it on the corner made of the same type of species, which would indicate, let's say the beged is made out of silk, explains Rashi and Dibur HaMaschil Itzrich, if it's made out of silk, so then in such a case you would put silk tzitzis. Yet at the same time, it says Tzemer U'Pishtim. Right before it says G'dilim Tassalach, it says O Silba Shatnes Tzemer U'Pishtim Yachta. So we would think that the tzitzis are supposed to be made either of Tzemer U'Pishtim. Ha'ketzad. So how do we reconcile it? Tzemer U'Pishtim Potrin Bein B'mina Ben Shlomina. Tzemer and Pishtim could be put on a garment. Whether the garment is of tzemer, of wool, you could put wool and tzitzis on it. Shar minin, but other species like silk, b'minan potrin, then you could put on silk tzitzis, shelo b'minan einan potrin. But if it's not of silk, then you can't use it. So according to Rava's drasha of haknaf, telling us it has to be the min of the knaf, I would have thought that the Torah says that you will only put wool on the beged, you would only put wool in tcheles, if the beged is made of wool. Hence we need the pasuk to tell us, semer u'fishtim, to tell us that you're allowed to put pishtin on semer, or tsemer on pishtin. But otherwise I would have thought that klayim is aser. So right now the Gemara says we need Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel to teach us not to make this mistake, that you could only put pishtin on pishtin and semer on semer. As Rava Darshan asks the Gemara, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel less lay de Rava, but Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel don't accept Rava's entire drasha, because according to Rava, the drasha of haknaf, we would have thought you need to put on that min kamash malon. You don't, but you could put on semer fishtan as well as if it's of silk, then you're allowed to put silk on it. But that, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold up, because Rabbi Shmuel says that you only are allowed to put on semer u'pishtin. So therefore, the Gemara says, itzrich. No, what I meant to say was the following. Salka daita chamina kidiyuka de Rava. That I would have had a hamina to follow one of Rava's diyukim. Haknaf, minknaf. That it needs to be a similar type of species of the beged. V'hachi karma rachmana. Avalei tzemer letzemer u'pishtin lepishtin. That the only thing you could use is wool for wool and linen for linen. V'chi avidas tzemer. When you put wool, so then litzemer tzave, then you put down tcheles with woolen tzitzis. Avol tzemer lefishtim, pishtim litzemer lo, but you can't put tzemer on pishtim and pishtim on tzemer for the tcheles. So kaza rachmana tzemer ufishtim, dafilu tzemer lepishtim upishtim litzemer. That's what the words of Pishtim and Semer are coming to teach us. And that Rashi explains on the end of our Amud, we only learn out from the Smuchin that were Doresh Klayim Betzitzis, as we start out in the beginning of the Amud. So what will emerge at this stage of the Shakletari as we conclude Dalet on the Beis, the Gemara tells us that we have the Smuchim of Gedilim Tasalecha right after the pasuk of Lo Silba Shatnes, to tell us that even though there would be klayim, nevertheless klayim betzitzis is mutter, and according to some Rishonim, that comes to tell us that asei is dochelos asei in kol haTorah kula. This was a complicated set of Shakletaria, but Baruch Hashem, we got through it, and the daf for Yom Tov is going to be Daf Hey. Bezer Hashem, I hope to resume with you Daf Vav in Maseches Yevamos, and there are a lot of preparations for Yom Tov going on, but I hope as well to begin doing the Halacha from the Daily Daf as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Dalet in Maseches Yevamos.